Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and a Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM60 WJR. And you have the Inside Outside guys for the next 2 hours.
It's going to go by really fast.
And where are we?
We're at the Suburban Collection Showplace at the Novi Home and Garden Show, the October edition, 2022. And I'm wondering where people are. Come on down. You should be here, people. If you're listening to us, you should be here.
It's early, Chuck. A lot of people have to go to church in the morning as well, so they'll be here after church.
See, I grew up Catholic. We could go on Saturday and meet our obligation. True story.
Well, it's because you saw it as an obligation.
The Ecumenical Council back in the 80s dictated that.
Hey, we got a great show.
We do. Actually, we've got a guy in front of us. We're going to get him on right now because we're going to run out of time with him. John Lindley, the CEO and president of the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association, was gracious enough to get some of his people to bring in six complete houses here that you can go through. John, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
We want you to talk about what your association does. Particularly, Ken, in his Word of the Day calendar, found stigma and realized that that applies to manufactured housing out in the marketplace.
That's a fair characterization. Let me start by just thanking the Southeast Michigan Home Builders and the Novi Home Show. We've got a great partnership with them, and we have for a lot of years of being able to have this manufactured home showcase here at the Novi Home Show. And this year we were fortunate, as you said, to bring in six full homes, fully beautifully decorated manufactured homes. One from Clayton Home Builders, five from Skyline Champion Home Builders, shown by different retailers and community owners from across the state. And it really represents a full glimpse of the diversity of what the manufactured housing and factory-built housing industry has to offer, different price points, different floor plans, and all the above. And we're ecstatic to have that showcase here.
Now, you told me a stat earlier about the homes that come in into the state of Michigan on the road, the percentage of them that go into a community and a percentage of them that go to private.
Michigan ranks in the top 10 every year in the amount of manufactured homes that are shipped into the state of Michigan. Last year in 2021, for example, over 4,000 homes were moved into Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. I only have numbers through August. I don't have the numbers through September yet, but through August, we're already over 3,000 homes that have been moved into the state, in Michigan. And as you were referencing, there are gorgeous manufactured housing communities all over the state of Michigan, about 1,000 licensed manufactured housing communities in the state. But again, for every home that's bound for a community, there's a couple homes that are bound for private land. Manufactured homes can be purchased, through a dealer and then placed on somebody's private land.
Easily. I mean, there's work involved, but it's really not a hard process once it's all done. Like I said, I've seen it done quite a few times.
That's correct. I'd even go as far as to say probably more easily than having a site-built home.
A stick-built home.
And right. I did those for decades, so I'm with you on that. So explain to our audience, John, some of the benefits of a home being built, put together, assembled, cut, pieced, everything in a factory setting.
Well, I think the most obvious answer to that is that these homes are built in a climate-controlled environment, yeah. Right? We don't lose days to rain and snow and ice and all the above.
Materials sitting out in that's
exactly
weather.
Yep, that's exactly right. These homes are built with the same exact materials that your average stick-built home is built with.
They have to be by law.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, manufactured homes are bound by the HUD code. The United States Housing and Urban Development Construction Code. It's a federal level code that governs how these homes are built.
Yeah. I tell you what, I told you, I when my wife and I first got married, we lived in a mobile home park not far from here. They were called mobile home parks then.
Sure.
Okay. And I drove through there not too long ago. A lot of the old ones are gone, and a lot of these beautiful ones are in there. And Chuck and I, the difference between a mobile, a manufactured, and a modular. These are manufactured.
These six homes are manufactured homes, and as I said, they really represent a good diversity of the industry. We've got everywhere from a 574 square foot, what's called a park model. Here, you'll often see park models placed in vacation leisure communities.
Yeah,
On shorelines. Yep, and absolutely. Yeah, small lakes.
So we've got a park model that's under 600 square foot. Here, I'm really proud that Yes Communities has brought in a single section home with a price point of below $80,000.
Unbelievable.
For the for a single section home. It's a beautiful entry level home. And you know, in this world where we're talking about attainable housing, and we've really got issues, not just here in Michigan, but throughout the country with attainable housing right now, manufactured housing is unquestionably a part of that solution.
And for our listeners, because we get the question a lot about, you know, they can't find a builder, you know, they can't find people. What's another option? And we've told them, look into manufactured housing.
Yeah. On the other side of that spectrum from the 574, you know, square foot park model that I was just talking about is a absolutely stunning 2,200 square foot, four bedroom, two bath, you know, barn doors, fireplace. The closet in this home is, well, it's the size. It's unbelievable. So, you know, I mean, it's a stunning, absolutely stunning home. You know, price point, as shown, starts at about $180,000, but that floor model starts at $149,000.
If someone has a piece of property, I'm sorry, Chuck.
No, that's okay.
And they want this, would they contact you? Could you help them? Can you actually get the peering done or whatever the foundations may be? Can you help everyone with that?
Absolutely. So Michigan Manufactured Housing Association, our members represent the entire supply chain of manufactured housing, from the builders to the shippers, installers, retailers, all of the above. So www.mishhome.org would be a great place for all of that information.
Awesome. We'll continue to give that email out.
John Lindley, thank you so much for spending some time with us on Sunday morning. Let's do this again, maybe even by phone if it's convenient for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
God bless you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Wow, fun.
Fun. And yeah, we got another 7 segments, 8 seconds to go.
We don't have enough. Even. Time's going to fly.
We don't have enough, but we got a lot of great team partners
here.
Yes,
we do.
At the Suburban Collection Showplace. Make sure you head down here on Grand River Road between Novi and Beck till 5 o'clock today. Listen to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. And the best way to be with us is to come on down to the show right here between Beck and Novi Roads on Grand River, Suburban Collection Showplace. It's a beautiful day for a Sunday morning drive. And I got to tell you, John Lindley.
Yes.
We could have kept him on for 3 or 4 segments because you and I love manufactured
segments.
Housing.
We could have done the whole show on it.
That's true.
You know, you and I are always, and that's the thing yesterday, there was a little confusion on my part. Is there a mobile anymore? Would they call it a mobile home?
I honestly don't know. It's funny you say that. I was wondering that you and I got into a brief discussion yesterday regarding axles.
Yes.
And that used to be, you know, axles and a hitch integrated into the frame on which it was built was normally kind of a distinguishing factor.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that that's true anymore. Should tell our listeners, though, because John mentioned HUD code. And that's a federal code that is basically the building code translated into government speak, if you will. So these houses, I guarantee you, are built to a rigid code standard. So we don't want people worried that maybe, oh my gosh, you know, it's built to a lesser standard than a regular builder would build my house. No, not at all.
Not at all. No, just the opposite.
Exactly. I always think of the fact that these things got to go down the road at 65 miles an hour to get from the factory to where they're going to be placed.
Right, right.
We don't typically build a stick frame home to withstand that kind of abuse.
Now, John also mentioned the stigma against manufactured and modular homes, which takes people back to the word mobile homes. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes, these go down the road, usually 95% of the time, once.
Oh,
from the factory to a location.
Yeah.
Can you take these manufactured homes someday and move them somewhere? Well, yeah, you can, but it'd be a big process.
Yeah. I mean, they're permanently hooked up and attached to utilities, just like your stick-built house is. So, yeah, moving it is probably not the option in the future.
I had a good friend who took one of these and put it on top of a basement.
Of course.
And it turned out absolutely beautiful. He had his own firebox and chimney outside. Turned out absolutely beautiful.
It's funny when you watch the process, too. Yeah, the reality is you're going to have a conventional foundation, whether it's a crawl space, full basement, whatever, full walkout basement, if that's what you prefer. And then they're going a driveway, you know, the landscaping, the grading you would have done on any house. But then they're going to bring this completed home in and to watch them put it on the foundation. These people know what they're doing. It's
they do.
Cool.
They do.
It's fun to watch.
And we really, stand behind these homes. We love them. They're built phenomenal.
I agree.
We tell people if they're considering something. Because not most people, when they get to our age, Chuck, they want to go down. You know, it's funny because when I'm young, like my bride and I.
You mean downgrade?
Downgrade the size of the house,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
My bride and I, we started in a mobile home community.
Who needs
not
four
far
bedrooms?
From, not far from where we're at right now. And we've worked our way up to where we are now. Yeah, and now I would live in one of these in a second.
Oh, I would too.
In a second. I really would.
I would too.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those things, you talk about that, and a fair question for anybody listening is to say, would you buy that? Would you live in it? And my answer is absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we'll have a couple chances to talk to John over the course of the year.
Yes.
And maybe some of his people, and further educate you, the listener, as to regards the possibility there, because it is an option. Here's the thing. We said this yesterday. You're not going to save money when you're comparing apples to apples. I mean, there's granite countertops in these. John mentioned the beautiful barn doors on the pantries and those kinds of things. It isn't you don't buy this home to save money. You buy it to save time.
Yes.
That's normally the savings. And there is money in time, so
and once it is up, once you are in that house, once you have C of O, it is as efficient and as sturdy as any stick-built house
out there. No question about it. You know, it's funny. I look, one of the rare things I've said that should be in the code, because you and I are not more code guys, is overhangs on the roofs.
Yeah, you're right.
These all have overhangs. They're built like I would want them built.
Me too.
So anyway.
I agree.
We can go on forever with that, can't we?
Hey, yes, we could. Hey, let's talk to a great team partner who's been a team partner for a long time, Miss Sarah from Atlas Home Improvement. As Nicole walks up right behind you, you better hurry up, Nicole. Get up.
Run, Nicole, run.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We're good, thanks.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Sarah, is she always a little behind time-wise? Or?
No, you said 10:45.
Look at her.
Nicole's amazing.
She didn't even let you answer.
I know, right?
Hi.
Tell you what we're seeing right here is what we see when we go to Atlas Home Improvement. Darian and Doc, the smiles you guys have on your face, the way you guys all interact when we're at your offices, it really is a big family, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You say that with a giant family on your face.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
What do you guys love most about being part of Atlas Home Improvement?
Oh my gosh! Like, I love our team. Honestly, like our team comes in with such energy, and they're excited about the product, and we're excited to be able to help our team with a product that is incredibly easy to promote because it's such an honest to good great product.
What are your ladies' positions with Atlas Home Improvement? What do you do?
I am the brand ambassador pod leader.
Woo!
So I help with the leading the team out in the field.
Events manager, call center manager.
Events manager. And
yes.
This is the first time we're seeing you here?
Wow.
I looked for the two of you yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was so excited. I'm like, I'm here. We're at the show. We're ready.
When we get done, Nicole, I pass out under the table. The skirting kind of hides
me. Yeah, he's old.
So what all product? What product can Atlas deliver to our listeners?
Bathrooms. Stair lifts, kitchens.
Gutter helmet.
Yes. Gutter helmet's huge right now,
huge.
Which we're so excited to promote, too.
Are you showing any of that at the booth at the end of the
At the Home Depot booth? No, right behind us, yes.
Are you? I should know
gutter
that.
Gutter helmet's
I've walked
right there.
This 12 times.
And let's talk about that product real quick, because there are other products here today that claim to do the same thing or work as well. Go ahead. Tell them, because Darian said to us first time, have you ever seen a filter that didn't have to be cleaned?
Right.
At
some point.
Yeah. So Gutter Helmet is a little bit set apart. Actually, it's a lot set apart. Because of its patented design, it has got a textured front as well as ribbed that helps create the surface tension with the water, and a slightly nose-forward design. So imagine holding a cup sideways under water. You're going to see that water come around the cup and meet in the middle at the bottom. It's the same sort of principle as far as the gutter helmet design goes. That water will cling to the surface, and it's going to move around inside and then flow through your gutters, whereas all that debris is just going to fall right off.
And all that product, does on the backside, does that slide up under the first row of shingles?
I believe it's the second row of shingles.
Well, even better.
Yeah.
Second row shingles. So it's safe for your roof. It doesn't void any roof warranties of any kind. And it protects all of that behind the gutters as well.
Exactly. I was at a house this week that had the other system put on. And it's when it all dumped, it went right over top and dumped basically where it shouldn't dumped. And the reflectors, or the deflectors they came and put on there was unbelievable. Right. Unbelievably bad for a beautiful home.
Yeah.
Gutter helmet, the way the whole thing is designed, works.
Yeah.
We've seen it work.
Yeah.
And the key to that is there's no maintenance. Once you put it on, no one should ever have to get up on their ladder again.
Right.
Right. And I think one of my favorite parts about it, too, is because of the various color options that we offer and the way that it's installed on your roof, it's utterly seamless. You can hardly see it. So it's not going to have any effect on the style and the beauty of your home as
well. Yeah, it doesn't affect the aesthetics in a negative way.
Correct.
And the mounting system for the gutters themselves that you guys install, to me, is phenomenal.
Snap lock.
Wow.
Yeah. Gosh. I guess people are going to have to come down and talk to Sarah and Nicole right here, right?
aisle 5 for the rest of the day. And how do they get a hold of you during the week?
They can contact us. Go on our website, take a look at everything on our website, but then you can contact us, find the phone number on the website. Call us. Our call center is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That was great. And you can find Atlas Home Improvement at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us, ladies.
Thanks, ladies.
Hey, stick around for more from the Suburban Collection Showplace right here with the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR. Eight 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 654 guys equals 888-654-4897. We had a couple requests for take a couple phone calls. You might have to wait just a little while.
Yep.
But we'll take some phone calls for anyone who wants to call. Right now we have in front of us a good friend of the show, been with us for many, many years, great team partner. We always get questions from listeners that goes, is Rhino Shield really as good as you guys say it is? Or is it really as good as everything they hear? And we gotta go through the tutorial. You know, of how you guys, how you put it on. When you came out to my place, you spent 4 days prepping, I think 1 or 2 days painting, which is huge. We always say, you know, any kind of paint or coating, prep means everything. And you guys did a phenomenal job. So right here in front of us, we have the, well, I don't know. You're not the boss because Cheryl's the boss.
Yeah.
But Mark Mercier, owner of Rhino Shield and True Tech Coatings.
I'm whatever needs to be done.
Which you are. Okay. You do wear all the hats, don't you?
Yeah. I will do anything that we need done. I've climbed ladders and swept floors. So,
Mark, to some of the listeners, this is still a new product. It's still one that, we really don't know. You want to explain to them the difference and the advantages?
It's a great product. It's a man-made product. It just has all engineered products in it that resist the elements that we're faced with, the sun, the rain, the snow, the wind, the, you know, everything above. Our product is going to protect that home. It's going to give it a permanent paint job that's going to waterproof and insulate.
And help air seal.
And help air seal. We've had people tell us that bugs have stopped coming in.
So how long have you been aware of and using the product?
Well, I've been aware of the product since 1996. I started working with them in 2008, and you know, it's a fantastic product. But the best part of our organization is the people we have putting it on.
Really,
and you know, been with us longevity. We don't have hardly any turnover. And you know,
Armando's still around?
Oh yeah, Armando's
a great guy.
Yeah, he's working today.
Is
because
it?
Well, look at it outside. You know, it was kind of crummy Friday, and yesterday was a little better. Today's a little better. So, you know, they've got to take advantage of the sun. Well,
when you work in the industry, whether you're a landscaper, bricklayer, concrete painter, exterior, it could rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which means you have to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's right. That's right. We got to find a day that the bank's open on a rain day.
So you mentioned that. How much longer into this season can you still apply Rhino Coat, or would
you? Well, we've gone to November 10th. You know, by November 1st, we'll be kind of just wrapping things up, and then that, you know, first week and a half in November, we're just kind of buttoning things up, going around, finishing some punch lists and things of that nature. So there's still time to start a job.
Cool.
We have, you know, I would say a couple of openings, but they're probably going to run out here in the next day or two. So the nice thing is, you know, for people that are still placing orders with us, they're going right into the spring. So we've already got a pretty good log of business for the spring.
So
already.
You've already given them prices and signed contract going into the spring, but I can guarantee between now and then your prices are going to go up.
I hope they go down, but
good luck
that's
with that.
Probably not going to happen. You know, that's the nice thing is once we have them booked in our system, then that price isn't going to change, so regardless what happens with our market price.
That's money in the bank then. If somebody signs up with you guys in the next month or so,
yep,
you're going to hold that price until you can get to the job in the spring?
Absolutely. We'll see them all winter long.
And just inflation alone would make that your prices go up.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk to the people out there that – as we know, to call a siding crew out, that's a big job. That's a big expense. A lot of people out there have the old aluminum siding or possibly the asbestos siding. Some people may have an old brick that they don't like. You know, it's getting old. Tell them what you can do for them. Because you can save them a lot of money and make the house look great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen so many people take an 8-inch aluminum panel down and put an 8-inch engineered product up, and then they're still painting it every 4 to 7 years.
Yeah.
So let's just keep the 8-inch aluminum up. And, you know, one of the downfalls of aluminum, it's very conductive. So if it's cold out, it's cold. If it's hot out, it's hot. And, and there is some transfer there. Our product's going to add an R value to that aluminum. And we already know the integrity of aluminum's great. It's been on that house for 50 years in most cases. Unless the hail or a bicycle or car door got it, it's probably pretty decent. So it's a great product to put on aluminum and vinyl, for that matter.
But the
any of the woods
sidings.
And the asbestos, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's the best siding on the planet.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, aluminum and asbestos. It's like, if you could get them today.
Yeah, we love painting homes from 1950. It's the substrates are perfect. So
that's interesting.
It is interesting. Because everybody and their brother is going, oh, get rid of that. Get rid of that.
Right. Well, it's not good to eat, but, you know, as long as you can.
Or breathe.
Yeah.
You encapsulate.
We absolutely encapsulate it. There won't be anything that's going to, you know, nothing is going to become airborne once we seal that asbestos up. And we're going to make it more impact resistant. So, you know, we have a very flexible product that resists and has some impact resistant. And that's one of the downfalls of asbestos, is very brittle and can break just by something leaning up against it.
Absolutely.
So because this is a specialty item, a special order item, if someone wants this done, are you limited on colors?
Not at all. We can match any color that they can find.
Any color. They can go to any of the paint stores and pick out a color on their swatch, and you'll be able to match that color.
Okay, absolutely. The magic in the industry is the dark colors, because those went away and with a lot of siding products 20 years ago. You can do the darks too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That product reflects the heat. So, you know, that's the dark colors absorb a lot of heat, and they'll make, for instance, vinyl go squirrely.
Yeah.
You know, our product is reflecting the UV rays, reflecting the radiant heat. So it's going to keep that wall space cooler. It's going to keep that material cooler and keep it from moving a little less.
I love that.
Talk warranty as well.
25 years.
So what does that mean? It's 20
years? Peeling, chipping,
years?
Cracking. You know, if you have a problem, you call our office, and we have a service team that goes out and takes care of it.
A team just dedicated to that?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, this is cool because, relatively speaking, again, it's a new product for some people. You've been around long enough to see how it actually performs in Michigan, which is a tough climate.
Yeah, so we've got one job that's 19 years old. Of course, that was done prior to us taking over Michigan. You know, he did a nice testimonial for us last fall.
Cool.
It was a beautiful snowy day. It was awesome. It's on our website and on our YouTube channel. So, it isn't a new product. It was a roof product for decades prior. And we just, you know, once people started wanting their roofs tinted, they got this big idea that it would work on walls, and that's what we ended up doing in the mid-90s.
Where do you guys go? I mean, you guys cover a lot of Michigan, do you?
Yeah, we're the state of Michigan. So out of the Brighton office, we cover the entire state of Michigan. So if you're in Michigan, give us a call. 810-360-6583.
I got a question. The log homes, the half log homes.
Yeah, so, you know, those are tricky because they've got some drainage issues.
Yeah, they do.
And there's channels that can you know, hold water, and then you can get some wicking up behind the product. We choose not to do it. You know, we feel that they probably have better success just keeping with that same stain product that they use.
Letting the log breathe.
Yeah. And
I respect that you said that because I was thinking, because you go all over Michigan, we have so many people that have second homes.
Yes.
A lot of them are log and half log, and they're constantly redoing those homes.
Yeah, we've got a big following on Lake Michigan.
So do you?
I mean, we've done 24 homes.
Wow.
All up and down the west side of Lake Michigan.
So if you're listening to this broadcast and you have that second home that you're tired of repainting, restaining, Rhino Shield is a great option.
Absolutely.
That wood home, I tell you what, people do not realize when they buy a wood home how much maintenance is in a wood home.
I was thinking how much RBMB, reverse board and batten.
Yep.
You'll go right over that.
Absolutely. We caulk all the channels and get it all sealed
up. How about that Masonite stucco product that was on the second floor of somebody?
You know, it's good as long as you keep your finger from poking through it.
that's
like putting a piece of cardboard up there and you know, putting some paint on it. And the way paint dries is it's going to leave channels for moisture to get in, and you either get mold, mildew, or in that case, just a spongy material that you know you can literally poke your finger through.
So much.
So our product is going to waterproof that board.
That's awesome.
Can you give out your phone number and contact?
810-360-6583. We are out of Brighton, Michigan. Call us and we'll come out and give you an exact price.
And as always, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
I think you're aisle 7 here, right?
8.
Are you 8?
We are aisle 8, so 2 over from here.
Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah. I can see your booth. I walked by it twice yesterday. Yeah. I was thinking you were right on the other side of Motor City. But okay.
Yeah, we are. And so is True Tech, our concrete coatings company.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having us.
Yep. Oh, you take great care of our listeners. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate the support.
Bring your bride next time, will you?
I will do that.
Thanks, Mark. You know what? This is actually, we always say, Chuck, you and I, we come there. This really recharges our batteries. And we're busy. I mean, Mark's a busy man. Try to nail him down during the week. It's tough to do. So we get here, we get to see a lot of people that we don't get to see. Halim and Alshina we saw yesterday. We're just great people, you know. It's good to see them.
We are blessed
to
know these people.
Yes,
they're good people.
Great care of our listeners. You know, everyone knows if you need anything for your house during the week, whether you're building a new house, whether you're taking up a manufactured house, or you just need some advice, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Ask a Question, and we'll get back to you. If you want to give us a call, you have any questions, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Hey, one of the people you get to interact with down here is Chuck from SPS Block, Glass Block. People wonder if you really exist, and you're here, and you man that booth.
There you are. You there?
Am I here? There we go.
You're there.
Okay. Cool, we got you.
Come on, Chuck. What's
I'm here.
Cool?
I'm real.
Now, you will retrofit Glass Block to those crappy old basement windows that some of us installed. You'll also do egress windows where there wasn't one, but you mentioned you'll also do a door, a walkout.
A walkout, yeah. We've been having a lot of customers ask, like, you know, well, window's nice. They're like, well, can you do a walkout? I'm like, of course, absolutely, we can do that. Yeah, we'll dig all the way down to your foundation, make sure there's a drain in there. We'll put the landing in, you know, get you some steps to walk out, and put a nice door in there. I've had some people put some nice big custom French doors so they can really get some things in and out of there, and it does serve as another point of egress.
That
so
has to be done correctly, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
From the drainage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the drainage and from the first cut.
Yes.
I mean, you've got to be precise, and you got to have the right equipment, which a lot of people do not have.
No. I get a lot of contractors who subcontract for just the cutting concrete part because that's one of my specialties, you know, cutting concrete, cutting vertical concrete, you know.
You're big enough to handle that saw.
Yeah, those saws are big saws, man. They're some monsters, but, yeah, we handle it.
Do you have the one that looks like a chainsaw?
Yeah.
But has diamond blade?
Diamond blade, yeah. I can go 18 inches into concrete with that thing.
I walked up to shake his hand. He picked me up.
Oh, yeah.
But the walkout thing is huge. You got to have a lot of people listening right now that are going, oh, my gosh, we can put a walkout down there?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that that is doable. That's something that's totally doable. Yeah.
How late into the year might you do that this year?
I mean, we've had some warm winters, you know, last couple of years.
That's true.
We keep working, you know, as long as it's above 32 degrees. I think last year we only took, like, 2 weeks off in February, and that was about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't think you can do it, but no, we can totally work all year long.
So if somebody's thinking of finishing their basement,
yes, sir,
that is a great first step to make mm-hmm. sure, once they know where the bedrooms are going to be or whatever, right, that they have that egress requirement met.
Yes, sir. Yep, exactly. Got to have that if you have anybody sleeping down there. Got to have that other point of escape in case of fire.
And people think they're skirting the law or skirting the code by not doing that. All you're doing is making it less safe for anybody who is down there, because anyone that's – heck, Google it.
You have those kids over for a sleepover like every parent does. You got 12 kids down the basement.
Well, you call them rent-a-kids.
A customer yesterday saying that, you know, their hot water tank caught on fire and had no idea, and their daughter sleeps down there, you know, and they're like, they said, hey, how soon can you get me over here?
Wow.
Because we never imagined that happened. That's what you never imagine something like that happen, but that's what they call accidents. These things happen.
All right, so people who may want an egress window, some window wells, mm-hmm. walkout basements. Number, contact information, please.
Yeah, my direct cell number is 734 area code 320-1664. You can call or text me.
And if you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, look under windows, you'll find Chuck's SPS glass there.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Good to see you. Aisle 7.
Yep. Good to see you guys.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you. We sincerely appreciate what you do.
Chuck, this week's Detroit News article in the Homestyle section is on water and how to drink proper, not drink, but
cool, clear water. Go ahead.
Water.
I thought Ray would add the echo there, but he didn't.
No, and everyone at home shows. Matter of fact, not just the home shows. You go to a lot of different events around Southeast Michigan, especially over on the west side. You're very liable to see a booth with Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. There's one about, 15 feet away from us right now.
If you're driving up 23, you're going to see billboards, pal.
You're right. What's in your water?
You're stuck in traffic. You're going to have a real good look at those billboards.
Mr. Jared Beauchamp, are you with us, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Yes. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Life is good. You sound great. You got a good connection.
I'm just enjoying this nice fall day.
Did you go home with a car last weekend, Jared?
No, I didn't. I was afraid my wife would not have accepted me in the door.
It was a neat event last weekend. It was good seeing you. We had a lot of fun there. Real quick, Jared, you got a booth right here. Let's tell people the time we have left about Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions and what you can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. At Beauchamp Water, whether you're on well water dealing with high iron, concerned about arsenic or any other contaminants that we may find in well water, or just the stuff that beats up on your newly remodeled bathroom fixtures or kitchen. We have water equipment that'll keep all your appliances working at top notch. Plus the drinking water too, the water you drink through your refrigerator. We can purify that. And if you're a listener listening, and you're on city water, we can eliminate buying that water and hauling those jugs in. Put a water purifier right in your house to have purified water right there at your kitchen sink and also at your refrigerator.
And it makes a difference whether I don't care if you're cooking, you're bathing in it, you're drinking it. You need pure water in your home. We get a lot of listeners to say, I won't drink that water out of that faucet. But Beauchamp can change that.
Yep, absolutely. Our water finds its way into a lot of Yeti coolers and the small coolers that people carry around, walk around. It's convenient and it's nice. And we're not filling the landfills with all those bottles either. We eliminate that environmental issue as well. So a lot of good things about cleaning up your water.
Jared Beauchamp, thank you so much for coming on with us today. Your booth is right here in aisle 5, right next to the Inside Outside guys, and you got a lot of people coming over and talking to your people manning the booth. We appreciate you coming on with us today, sir.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great
day. Stay well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4896.
And you and I were so impressed with what Beauchamp Water Solutions can do for people. We did our article in the Homestyle section, as you mentioned, this past Friday, on the benefits of clean, pure water. Water can look spotless, beautiful, crystal clear, and be full of contaminants that are,
absolutely,
in some cases, toxic.
Absolutely.
So yes, it's good to know if you have a system that you can trust that'll actually purify that water.
You said that very well, Chuck.
Thank you, sir. Very well. Maybe Ray recorded that. No, Ray's not paying attention to it.
Hey, after this, we have another hour of the Inside Outside Guys coming up for you, broadcasting live from the Ovi Home Show. But during the week, if you need anything, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you at theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook as well.
Yes, sir. And we look forward to interacting with you. If you get a chance to come on down here, we're here till noon today. This next hour is going to fly by.
It is.
So fast.
It is. Yep.
But, hey, if you miss us today, you can catch us during the week, like you said, or next weekend. You know, we'll be opening up the phone lines probably pretty much the whole show, right?
Yes, sir. And in 2 weeks, we are going to be at the giveaway again.
Hey, yeah. Victor's Home Solutions is giving away another roof. My gosh, I don't know how many they give away. But you and I have the privilege of being there to attend that and broadcast from it.
Yes, we do. It's always fun. We say this, whether no matter who it is, our team partners, it's always fun to just be a little part of the give back.
Oh.
Giving back to the community.
I mean, we got a chance with Window World in a few weeks to be involved with one of their charitable events where they're going to be taking non-perishable food items. And then the biggest thing with stuff like that is, okay, you can collect all this, but do you have a distribution mechanism for that? And,
right.
And they've partnered with some groups that are going to take care of that, and we'll be talking more about that.
We'll be talking about that.
So you and I are, man, we are blessed because it isn't you and I.
No.
It's our team partners.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, like I said, we just love to be a small part of it. We're going to be open down here at the Novi Home Show till 5 o'clock today, correct?
Yes.
So come on down and
walk through these houses. You will be amazed if you haven't been through one of these houses.
Don't leave the kids at home. Bring the kids with you. There are almost every booth you walk by has a bowl full of candy. So bring their pumpkin.
Kids? What about Chuck?
You're not allowed. Participants of the station and show me.
I found four places that have Starburst.
Your Starburst here?
And I walk right by. I do. I like Starburst. I don't know why. I just really like, I know some people go, that's wax, isn't it? No, I go, no, that's good candy, man. You know, John Lindley with the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association earlier had mentioned that park model that's only, I think, 500 square feet.
If beautiful. I could live there all day long.
I could. Yeah, give you a 30-06 and a box of shells.
That's a fancy deer blind there, buddy.
That's pretty snotty,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes.
But it really, the way they floor planned that small square footage is cool. You got to come down and see it.
You got to come down and see it. Yep,
yeah.
Check it out. Hey, we got a lot more show. Another hour of the Inside Outside Guys coming up from the Fall Novi Home Improvement Show on Grand River Road between Beck and Novi. Come on down. Check us out. Another hour to go right here on AM 760 WJR.
It's flying by. We predicted it.
We are having a great time, aren't we? We are among our people. Among our tribe.
I like that.
We said if you have any calls, any questions, give us a call, 888-654-4897. We have quite a few guests still scheduled to come and talk to you here in a little while. Chuck, let's talk about this winterization program put on through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts here? I know we're going to have a gentleman come on with us just a little while. And basically it's put together. We get a lot of questions. How do people get home energy audits? And this is one of those programs that can help them get those home energy audits, isn't it?
Yeah, and the truth is, if you have a 50-year-old home, you probably don't even need an audit. You probably know that you need better caulking, better weather stripping, more insulation. But the cool thing about the weatherization program is they will give you specific recommendations for your home after the audit. The audit will actually disclose those things, the need for them, and then what the solutions are, what the prescriptive solution, if you will, is.
And we're going to have a gentleman coming out with us a little while from the weatherization. He's a weatherization coordinator Alex, and talk about this program.
You know, it's funny. When we start talking about this stuff 20 years ago and then you and I on the show 15 years ago, well, I was thinking about class. We were teaching classes on this stuff, and people largely ignored that. You know, you tried to approach the energy efficiency, the cost, the comfort, the money savings, and everybody was kind of like, no, don't need it. Now people are going, oh, it's a great idea.
How many times have you talked about the house you grew up in? In January, no good BTU would stay in the house for more than just a couple of minutes.
And
right?
If you ever dared complain in front of mom and dad about being cold in January, they told you to go put another layer of clothes on, and right. That was the end of the discussion.
Right. Homes were not energy efficient, but home or energy was a lot less expensive comparable to what it is today back then.
Yeah, and the cultural attitude was different because we certainly didn't go turn the thermostat up in January or down in July. Actually, in July, it wouldn't have mattered because we didn't have air conditioning in the house anyway. But today, people live by their thermostat. So this is very real today.
It is very well real. We're going to tell people how they can get help with some of these things on their home coming up later on in the show.
Yeah, and that program, I think, is meant to appeal to a specific socioeconomic demographic. So people with the kind of money you got, Ken, couldn't take an advantage of it. But we'll discover it, and we'll bring more of it to our listeners as we move forward. That'll be a lot of fun. But we got a guy. Charlie Comer.
Charlie Comer from Comer and Cross Concrete. Coatings, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well, and you guys?
We're doing great. How's business?
It's great.
Yeah?
Just going to keep going here, right?
You know, you do. You got to keep pedaling the bike, don't you?
Exactly. Colder weather coming, not going to stop us. Just really excited.
You've always got a smile on your face. You're always passionate. Forgive me, partner, for stepping on you there. I like that, though. That's good. That carries over to your business.
Absolutely.
To your employees? To the culture in the company?
It goes throughout.
Yeah. Do you work on that? Is that something you try to, imbue in people you hire?
Absolutely. We try to have team meetings and culture meetings. It's really big. It's been a huge part of our success and our growth throughout Detroit. So,
how do you think that translates into the application of the product in my home?
Yeah, just comes down to guys caring, right? Coming into your home, putting dust cloths down to diamond grinding and prepping the floor right. It's the little things that matter. You're happy. Your guys are happy. It's going to lead to a quality installation in your home.
And one thing you guys, you said, you don't do is come in and disrupt the homeowners' lives. In other words, it's usually a one-day process where you can come in. And a lot of times people think they need a brand-new garage floor, and you come in there and make your garage look better than brand-new without all the demo and banging and things falling off their inside walls and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. It's all about efficiency and doing good work. So when we come in there, we want to make it easy on the client and be out of their hair the next day.
You know, Charlie, Ken just triggered a thought. You could take an old floor and make it look new again, but you can take new floors and, again, make them look even more beautiful than they are the day you walk in.
Exactly, and a lot of people forget, so when you get a new floor, you want to protect it right away. Why wait? Let it get beat up.
Oil stained, yeah. Salt stained.
Yeah.
And your product is resistant to all that stuff.
Yep, oil, salt, chemicals, just about everything.
How about the fear that when you put a coating on a floor like that, you step out of your car in January and you're going to slip and fall because of the stuff coming off your car?
Yeah, and that's part of the silica additive that we're going to add in the clear coat. Super important. It's going to make it slip resistant so clients aren't eating it when they get out of their car, slipping on ice, water, things of that nature.
That's an anti-slip agent you add into the recipe there?
Correct.
Gotcha. My floor was a disaster before Comer and Cross came in, and when they left, it looked like brand new. Great service and communication as well. That's from Tyler, who's one of your customers. We hear that a lot about your customers. Communication is key when it comes to you guys. Let's talk about the process real quick. If I give you guys a call, what happens from that point?
Yep, so you're going to call into our office. Our team's going to ask you a couple questions, vet you a little bit. See the solution that you're looking for. Once we know that you want what we provide, and that's quality, we're going to go through the next step. We're going to schedule an estimate for you. After that, one of our consultants is going to come out. He's going to answer your questions and see what your concerns are, and we're going to see if our solution is right for you. After that, we are going to put you on the schedule. Our installers are going to come out. They're going to knock your floor out in one day. Sometimes, too, if it's a bigger project like a basement, auto shop, or commercial space. But other than that, you're going to be happy on the floor the next day and go from there.
Your website shows a time-lapse version of you guys doing a large, what looks like a three-stall garage. That looked like a one-day project.
Right, yeah, one-day project. Anything up to about 1,500 square feet is going to be a one-day project for us.
That's amazing. It's cool to watch.
Now, once you're done, is there any maintenance for the homeowner, and what is the warranty on this product?
Right, so there's really not much maintenance. It really just comes down to squeegeeing it, power washing it, keeping it clean. As far as the warranty, we have a 15-year, I like to call it a guarantee, the Comer and Cross guarantee. So,
we like that. Charlie Comer from Comer and Cross Concrete. Conan, we appreciate you coming out with us today and taking such great care of our listeners.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
you guys.
Charlie.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hey, there's plenty of time to come down here to the Novi Home Show located on Grand River Road between...
Till 5 o'clock today, you said?
Till 5 o'clock today.
Cool.
Between Beck and Novi Road. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Flying by way too fast here.
It is.
We should get... talk to Mr. Finitary and see if we can get like 4 hours here on Saturday or Sunday during these shows.
Hey, you know what? Let's just schedule it.
You probably have dinner with him tonight,
what's the old saying? It's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
I'm with you.
All right.
I've been doing that all my life. When I go to church, I'm begging forgiveness. You know, it's funny. Obviously, we've got a guest coming up in a couple minutes here, and I just realized they have been in business just 2 years less than I've been alive. And you know, you got rocks in your yard that aren't as old as I am.
That means that they are 12 years older than I am.
Amazing.
And you know what?
When you think
our
about
listeners
that.
Have heard about Bratcher Electric on WJR for decades because
yeah.
they're a quality company that installs a quality product.
Yep.
Ran by a quality person and a quality family. People have heard Mike Bratcher on the air. And right now we have his son, Eric Bratcher, on with us. How you doing, Eric?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Tell us, how are things at Bratcher Electric going?
Extremely busy.
Extremely busy. Like everyone else, right?
Yeah, we're extremely busy. Everything's caught up. All product is available. No delays on that anymore. So we're just trying to push through. I know a lot of people have been waiting, and we appreciate them waiting. But finally, we're back on track after the whole COVID mess.
I was kind of pushing Eric on the break here about the new energy code is going to require that in every new residential construction there be chargers for the electric vehicles. I won't go into the politics of any of that, or even for the gas water heaters, the gas furnace, anything that's gas that might be electric in 20 years, right?
Right.
So if you're hooking generators to those houses, how do you accommodate that?
Well, if you want to be able to charge your car with the level 2 or level 3 charger, you're going to need a bigger generator to be able to power that, because they draw anywhere from 40 to 60 amps on that circuit, which means you need a much larger generator.
So you mentioned a 26 kW unit to me. I mean, That's huge.
Yeah, so Briggs & Stratton came out with a 26 kW. It is a full 26 kW. It is not derated when it goes to natural gas. And it is the same size as what you're used to seeing, that 4 foot by 2 foot box. And it's in there, and it's quieter.
Technology.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
How big would that have been 10 years ago?
Oh.
Well, right now, any 24, 25, or even 30 kW, those are 7 feet long, 4 feet high, 3 feet wide, and now they're 4 foot by 2 foot, and they look great.
That's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And now.
Look what we get excited about. That actually excites us.
People are going, don't you guys have a life? Can you get them?
Got them in stock.
Oh, do you really?
We do, yep.
And that's been the big issue we've had with so many of our listeners' emails saying they can't find the generators. Everyone's a year, 2 years back. You guys are all caught up and ready to rock and roll.
Well, that's the beauty of an American-made product is we have them here in the States, and they're not sitting on a ship outside of L.A.
Gotcha. Now, so you can get the product. Your biggest issue then is having the people that can go out and professionally install them.
Right. We're backed up into January right now, which isn't the worst part. You know, the thing that many people say is, hey, I need it as soon as possible. Well, the answer to that is you haven't had one for 20 years. Let's just wait 3 months, get a really, really good product, and you'll be happy.
I like that. So be patient. Ken always says people got to put their patience on.
Yep.
That's anywhere in our society right now. I mean, any of our team partners we talk to, everyone's backed up. I mean, you go through a drive-through restaurant, and you see everyone needs worker on every pay scale.
Can you pull ahead and sit in the parking lot for 20 minutes while we process your order?
Exactly.
So heat tapes installed, people doing things where they're adding, you know, they're finishing their basement, that kind of thing. Bratcher can do it all, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We commercial?
All of that. Commercial work as well.
Wow. We're at break already?
No, we're not at break already. We just
Thank
got
God.
Eric Bratcher, tell people how they can get a hold of you guys.
You can go to our website at bratcherelectric.com or you can call the office at 734-722-0037.
Since 1956.
That's right.
Thanks. And tell your dad we said hello, please.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Taking such good care of our listeners and being such a quality company.
26 kW. Whoa.
You're thinking, aren't you? You're thinking. Hey, with us right now, we got to make sure I say this right. Sam Fargio.
Close. Very close.
Hey, people butcher my last name all the time. I apologize.
Oh, it's a little entertaining for me.
That's good.
I like that.
From Foundation Systems of Michigan. How you doing, Sam?
I am wonderful.
And
How are you guys?
Good. You guys are busy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're probably about 3 weeks out to a month out, which isn't bad.
That's not bad.
Not at all. And it just depends on what we're doing. You know, different divisions are a little farther out or they're a little closer. We've hired, we've trained to meet the moment.
What do you do specifically, Sam, with FSM?
Well, for SSM, what I do is I work with our CFIs, which are our inspectors that come out to the house, and I teach them how to market here at shows.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
So you don't have to interact with Dale King a lot, huh? Dale doesn't love us like he used to, so we hoot on him when we talk to him.
Be my guest.
You know, Sam, so you're the guy teaching these people what drives Chuck and I crazy when we walk by a booth and someone's looking at their phone or eating
a burrito.
Or not paying attention to the potential clients that are walking by them.
That's a problem throughout the industry.
It's still a people business, isn't it, no matter what you do?
Definitely. The shows are here to stay. People are coming here to meet people. Yeah, they have a need. They have a product that they have or a service need that they have. But they want to meet the people. They want to know that the people that they're going to work with are reputable and that they're outgoing. You know, our society is a person-to-person society.
Yeah. Right. And even if someone's foundation walls are caving in, it's still how those people feel after interacting with your staff for a day, right?
Exactly. 5 minutes.
One of the very unique things that you guys have over everyone else is if you basically live in the state of Michigan, Foundation Systems of Michigan can take care of them, right?
We've been around for decades. Go out to Google and look at our reviews. They're stellar. You know, no one can touch our reviews.
Right.
And that's because we care. We want to help people stay in their homes. We want to help them live a healthy life within their house.
Maintain value.
You definitely maintain value.
So is there a foundation issue that someone has that FSM hasn't seen or can't take care of? Probably very few. Yeah.
Very few. And it's something that the industry hasn't been able to conquer yet.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we won't. We will. But there's only one that comes to mind.
Well, you're not a one-size-fits-all company in terms of solutions.
No. We have engineers on staff.
Which is huge. People need to understand how huge that is.
Oh, yeah. Because if you're just going out and throwing in piers in someone's house, then it could work. It might not work. You know, there's a ball being juggled in the air. When you have an engineer that you have a difficult situation and you send through our engineering, which they're not part of our staff, they're independent. So that we have no influence over them on what their decision is. And we take their information and we institute it into the process of repairing that foundation.
So if they suggest a solution, it's based on the numbers, the data, the statistics, what they observe, not on their relationship with FSM.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And that's why they're independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very cool system, and we do a few things, you know. We make sure that people's basements are dry, you know, so we can do that. We can make sure that if something is sinking, if that's outdoor concrete in a walkway, a driveway, a patio, or the floor of a garage. You know,
you can lift it.
We can lift it, and we can pier it if necessary, so that it goes. The pier goes down to bedrock, and once we're done, that's never going to move. It's there. We also have generators. We work with Cummings, U.S. made. So our parts are there. We're maybe 2 weeks out.
And when it comes to your basement waterproofing and foundation remedies, they come with a lifetime warranty, correct?
It depends on what it is. Okay. If we're lifting concrete, it's a 5-year warranty.
Yeah, okay, but foundation work basically.
Oh, yeah.
Basement waterproofing.
Yes, yes. Okay. Lifetime warranty. And we can set it up so that we're out there every year.
Maintenance programs
to support the homeowner.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate what FSM does for our listeners.
I appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much.
God bless
you. Great.
Sam for Giorgio from Foundation Systems of Michigan, thank you for coming on very much. Stick around with more from the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We keep saying these shows go by so quickly, so fast, and we don't have enough time. We never do. We bring guests in that have so much information to share with you. You know, the real response is to get down here and actually interact with people. That makes the most sense. Ken Strom, is that? Oh, you know what? We got to get you those headphones on. The mic's turned on. There we go. Say something, Ken.
Hi there.
God bless you. You just came across. We like that.
It's funny.
We like that a lot.
I just hired the gentleman who was just here, and he just finished off one of the buildings that we have. It's pretty cool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Which one? FSM or?
Yeah, FSM.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
good.
Neat. Yeah.
A good interaction?
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet Sam?
I did not meet him, but I don't know that he was the guy that came out and took care of our project, but it did come out just as he said. It came out perfect.
Explain to our listeners your product and what you can do for them.
Kitchen and bath design has changed probably over the last few years. Well, actually, over the last many years.
Of course.
What we did was we decided that we would try to put together a project that would be design, sales, and delivery, but we don't do the installations.
Interesting.
So we have a list of installers that you can hire, but as far as the design and the shipping goes, that's going to be on us.
Why is the design so important? Because I don't think people understand that unless they've had a job done and seen how it could be messed up by the wrong people.
Well, I think that the first thing that you want to do in our business is to make sure that the project that you're designing is going to do what the customer is asking it to do. And in a lot of cases, people are in a hurry to fill the void. In other words, put the cabinets on the walls, regardless of what it is that's and how it's going to function.
Yes.
What we try to do is design for function first, and then we'll figure out what it's going to look like afterwards, because function is number one.
Function is number one, and I would say right behind that is aesthetics in the design and install. I've seen so many bad installations where a filler was an afterthought. You can tell. You can tell 10 years later, you know, that whoever did that really didn't understand the box sizes and the space they were working with. Is that something on the design end you're going to hopefully cure?
For us, what we'll do for you is you make a decision to come to Cabinet Tech, or you give us a call and we come out to visit you. We do our own measures. We do all of our own elevation works. We do all our perspective drawings, and then we color them for you. So when you see what it is that you're asking to have us do, it's virtually a photograph of what it's going to be. We can change the colors of the cabinets, the tops, the floors, the paint on the walls, and anything else you want.
And your installer's going to have a copy of that, so there hopefully is no
absolutely
very little margin for error, I should say.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Like that. How about time lag, supply chain issues, anything?
Well, unfortunately, you guys, it's exactly as you would guess that pretty much everybody that's in our
business. We have to ask.
We were in situations where pretty much the longest we would wait for a cabinet delivery might be 8 weeks, even 9 weeks for custom-made stuff.
Sure.
We've got some of that stuff out 32 weeks, you know, to call Mr. and Mrs. Smith and tell them that you're going to buy it today. We can get it for you. You know, we'll have it installed. We'll get it to your house. Well, when can that be? Well, about June.
Yeah.
They're not real happy.
2028.
But Ken and I talk all the time. We would rather have you be honest with us up front. And if the buyer can't handle the honesty, you probably don't want to do business with them anyway.
Now, keep in mind, though, that depending on the product that you buy, some of the product we can still get in 2 weeks.
Sure.
So what we have from in our company, which is a little bit different than our competitors, in an effort to separate ourselves in the space, what we've decided or tried to do is we have 11 lines and as many as 13 lines in our showroom.
Wow.
And we did that because what we can do for you is as you come in and we talk about what it is we want to do, or we go to your house, we talk about what it is you want us to do. We put together a plan for you, and then we say to you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, why don't you tell us how much money you want to spend? When they tell you how much you want to spend, we can put them in a place. And the beauty of it is I can say you can pick from these four lines or these four lines. You can pick from those four lines, but it's going to be a few thousand dollars more. And in doing so, we've taken away the you have to go to three or four different locations because everybody wants to shop the price, and I understand that.
Of course they do.
But you don't have to when you have 11 lines right in front of you and you tell me how much you want to spend and I can make that work.
So they can do their price competitive shopping as well as their quality competitive shopping at your showroom right there.
And with 11 lines, there's plenty to look at.
I think one of the biggest mistakes people make when they buy cabinets is they go for the cheapest cabinet.
That's true.
They don't know. They don't understand.
A cabinet's a cabinet's a cabinet as far as they're concerned. They don't look at, you know, they don't look at the hardware. They don't look at the actual wood.
What the box is built of, the glides.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think asking a cabinet to perform, I think an entry-level cabinet to perform the way a better-made, a custom-made one is no different than you asking an inexpensive car to perform like a Mercedes-Benz.
There you go.
I mean, right? It's going to have certain things that it can do, and there's certain things it can't do. There's going to be different SKUs. In the less expensive cabinet, they only build certain doors in certain sizes. When you get up to the custom-made stuff, no matter what I draw or whatever our staff draws, they'll build it.
They'll build it.
Yep.
And there is a difference because the word custom is abused in cabinetry, I believe.
It's no question. But what's really happened is a lot of the inexpensive cabinets have taken up the cause, and they've gotten a much better bit of hardware on them now. They've got much better hinges and slides than they've ever had in the past. And so having a full extension soft close slide and a slow closing door is pretty much the way they're built. So now it just comes down to the finishes, the flexibility, and the finance.
Three F's.
Somebody likes everything they're hearing right now. How would they contact you?
We're right here in Novi. Our phone number here is area code 248-233-2000. You can contact us at cabinettech.com. Now, Cabinet Tech is spelled C-A-B-I-N-E-T-E-K. It's all one word. It's all one. It's not two words because you won't find us, but it's all one word.
And for people who are out there driving, again, don't stop. Don't write it down. Don't be dangerous. No. Wait till you get home. Email us at the Inside Outside Guys. We'll make sure to get you their information.
Yep. Ken Strom, thank you so much for educating our people. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk maybe again in a few months, and we can. People need to know what you have to say.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Great product.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ken Strom from Cabinet Tech.
You know, that it reminds me, listening to him talk, and maybe you and I should do an article on this in the next month or so. The word custom being abused, you know, people will take a stock box that they're making $12 million of, you know, on the assembly line Tuesday, and they'll go, this is a custom cabinet. No, it's not. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not a custom cabinet.
Right.
He literally, I thought he phrased it well. He said, a custom cabinet, we draw anything and they build it. And
there
they build it for that application.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some kitchens that once they put the stove in, once they put the refrigerator in, they come up with that. They're off maybe 5 or 6 inches.
Oh, you see so much of that.
You do. You're right.
You do. And it's funny because in days gone by, we used to talk, you know, to our builder audiences about that, remodeler audiences, that the highest level of fit and finish in any house is going to be in the kitchen. Master bath would be right behind that, maybe the main bath behind that. And you can't afford to make those mistakes in there. Kitchens are really tough to specify. Even though you have the tape measure and the drywall's on the walls, it's still tough to spec a kitchen well.
You know what? And the design services, you and I talk about this. It's almost like buying insurance. If you do something like that, you know it's going to cost a little bit extra. We refer Terry Russell or Advanced Infrared for people who can't find leaks. So they come out, they spend the money on that, and then they hire the people to fix it.
That actually speeds things up in the long run.
Thank you. Same thing with design services.
It just doesn't feel like it initially.
You're right.
But you're right. Here's the thing with the design services is it solves the problem. Well, it should. It better if they know what they're doing in this company. I'm sure it does. If they know what they're doing, it's going to solve all that backside stuff that you're dealing with. Not only that, it allows them to reduce the specifications to every item they're going to buy and furnish for the job, which allows them to price it accurately. So hopefully you're not, you know, a third of the way into the job and where the contractor goes, oh, it's going to cost you another $5,000. No, it doesn't cost you another $5,000 because we spec'd it right down to how many pulls, how many hinges.
Yep. Yeah. And once those are all measured, then they can show you every line they have.
That's cool.
You know, this is what this is going to cost you on the low end. This is what this is going to cost you on the high end. And just like anything else, we talked about it yesterday. Why do people want so many choices? Well, one person says, I want the best. I don't care what it costs. You have some people say, I want the best. I do care what it costs. You know what? We're moving in 2 years. I'm a landlord. I don't want to put there's so many different applications, so many different people for all those lines.
I retired. You know, I'm on a fixed income. You know, I've got this much money allocated per month or at the outset for this project, and that's all I can spend. And that's the beauty of having a broad range of product, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, we were talking to Eric Bratcher a minute ago, and they can do the same thing. You can buy light fixtures that are, you know, a stock fixture that there's a million of that are still beautiful, and it'll function well for you. Or you can have one custom made that is a one-off, and it costs you, the fixture itself is thousands of dollars. It's just a question of, you know, what you need, and then having someone that sits and listens and designs and budgets on the front side, right?
Absolutely right. Hey, we're down here at the Novi Home Show on Grand River Road between Beck and Novi Roads. Going to be open till 5 o'clock today. We haven't mentioned whatever it costs to get in. I believe it's $10 to get in or $15 to get in.
I don't even know if it's that much.
You get it back in
10.
Free light
Elizabeth
bulbs.
Said 10.
I'm sorry. You get that back, more than back, probably double your money back in light bulbs, fair to say? $40 with light bulbs.
I got to tell you.
So it's a win.
Yeah, I went down to 8 Mile after I left here yesterday, and I sold that bag of light bulbs, and I made good money on those. So I could have afforded to come in here 3-4 times.
Sure you did. I know exactly what you did. You got caught up in that backup on 23 on the way home yesterday.
That's why I don't carry a pistol with a single bullet in it, because I'd shoot myself. I am so. How did you know about that?
Because I went the same way, but I guarantee you, I passed you up on one of the side roads while you were sitting there in traffic.
I went through that thing. I'm too tired to get off on the side roads, so I just stuck it out yesterday.
I was right behind you, pal, then in front of you. All right, hey, thank you so much for listening. We got another segment coming up.
Yes, we do.
Right here, broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show. Stick around. Hey. Take some phone calls, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Like we said, we're open till 5 o'clock today. Come on down and see us at the Novi Home Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you, after this show ends, the home show does not. It goes till 5 o'clock today, so get in the car, drive down, enjoy the day, bring your family, bring the kids. And, of course, if you need the guys during the week, inside, outside, guys, .com, Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. You can always find us. And if neither of those works, I'll give you Ken's home phone in a minute here. We'll follow up with that. I don't know your home. You've never given me your home phone.
Who knows anyone's numbers anymore? Seriously, someone asked me my wife's cell phone number the other day. I'm like, let me get my cell phone number. I don't.
But that truly is one of the few ones I know besides my own. I know it used to be you drove down the road and you had 120 of them in your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Now I got none of them. Hey, we got a couple guys here that are going to talk about a program that sounds like one I wish I qualified for, but I'm not sure I do because Ken sneaks me a little cash every now and then. Gentlemen, introduce yourself and the Weatherization Assistance Program sponsored by, I think, the state of Michigan, maybe some other groups.
My name is Dustin Gillum. I'm a weatherization coordinator with the Weatherization Assistance Program for the state of Michigan.
I'm Alex Archambault. I'm also a weatherization coordinator for the Bureau of Community Action and Economic Opportunity for the state of Michigan.
So anyone that's out there right now that's by a computer, give your website out so they can take a look at this real quick.
So the website is michigan.gov/weatherization, and you can get all the information on the program there.
All right. Well, let's, in lieu of that, tell people about the program.
Yeah, please. Sure. So it's a Department of Energy-funded program. So the state of Michigan is a grantee with the program, and we subgrant to local community action agencies, which are nonprofit organizations that will implement the program at the ground level with qualified candidates.
Yeah, the community action agencies are really the drivers of the program. They'll work on jobs for people who qualify and provide services. Some of the services include like a home energy audit, weather stripping, caulking air, general air sealing, attic foundation, wall or sill box installation, programmable thermostat installation, furnace or water heater tune-up or replacement, refrigerator replacement or light bulb replacement.
I mean, the goal here is trying to make someone's home more energy efficient, and you did mention the word qualify. What does someone need to do? What are the parameters?
If you come to our website, that michigan.gov/weatherization, all the resources are there to find your local community action agency. And you can, there's an interactive map, and you can click on that map. It'll show you in your county what agency that you would go to, and you could contact them. And they have intake specialists that you can give all of your financial information to, and it's an income-based qualification. So you give them all that information, and they can tell you if you qualify, and they can get you down the road to get in that initial energy audit.
So truly, somebody goes on the website, finds out who to call, calls them and says, I want to get more information on the weatherization assistance program.
Basically, yep. that's what they're going to do. So if they go to our website there and contact that community action agency, they're going to kind of guide them down the path of getting the program assistance.
And I'm doing that as we speak, and I clicked on contact your local community agency and actually took me to an interactive map.
Right.
It has all the different counties on there. And then you click on, let's say we click on Oakland County. Right, click, click,
and hopefully
click.
A phone number that has an intake specialist.
Yep. Let's see. Oakland Livingston Human Services Agency. That's who you would contact to get help at that point. Correct.
So okay. Oakland County and Livingston County is their service area. You can contact them. They'll get you in line with that intake specialist, and they will guide you down the path.
And they'll prescribe then, probably for most people, the home energy audit initially, right?
Right. Initially, you'll have the energy audit. So the auditor comes out and does diagnostic testing on your home. We'll do all of that. He'll plug it into some software that we use, and it'll show what measures we're going to implement on the home. And the community action agency kind of just takes over from there and implements those measures.
Do they schedule people then to come out and actually do the weather stripping installation?
Correct. So they will schedule for people to come out. They'll work with the client, obviously, on your schedule. And they'll come out and actually do all of that stuff. They'll give you a timeline, let you know when they're going to come out and what measures are going to be implemented on your home.
I'm sorry. I'm just curious, the energy audit, what does that involve? Are they going to do a blower door test?
They'll do a blower door test, yeah. So that's the main thing. Okay. We're going to do the blower door test in accordance with a infrared camera. So we're going to look and see where all the air leaks are in your home, where we need the air seal, in all the spots that nobody thinks about, right? So attic, crawl spaces, sill boxes.
That's a huge education for a homeowner.
It is, and client education is a big part of it as well. So through all the way through the steps, you're going to continue to educate the client on what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what benefit will be to them.
Now, you mentioned the word income-based, so this is more for low-income homeowners.
Yeah.
Right? And once they contact you, they'll be able to find out whether they qualify straight from the website. And then once they contact you, you will have professionals. They'll contact Livingston, and they'll have professionals come out and perform this work?
Of course, yeah.
Who are qualified?
They'll be certified and trained from the state of Michigan.
Any cost to the homeowner?
There'll be absolutely no out-of-pocket cost to the homeowner.
So everyone out there listening who is low income, and Chuck, we get these emails all the time. You know, how can we help? This is a program that can help winterize your home, get your bills lower for no cost to the homeowner. Why wouldn't they call?
Some appliance replacement. I mean, water heater.
Yep.
Refrigerator.
Furnace. Right.
Possible replacement.
Yep, combustion appliances as well as refrigerators, old refrigerators, you know, are draining off that electrical grid. We replace those if the measures call for it, of course.
Sure.
Of course, yeah. So refrigerators, yeah, light bulb replacement.
And this is available to anyone in the state of Michigan?
Anybody across the country, yes, and the state of Michigan. It's a Department of Energy program, so it's all 50 states. Specifically for the state of Michigan, we have all the community action agencies on the website at michigan.gov/weatherization, and we cover the whole state, UP, Lower Peninsula.
And I'm sure there's different qualifiers, you know, as far as income goes, how many people may live in the home.
Right, so all of that's going to be factored in. So how many people you have in your home and where the income's coming from those individuals in your home.
Are there time constraints on this, on the calendar?
It just depends on, so there's going to be measures taken to, so like we take into account, are there children in the home, elderly, or people with disabilities.
They're
going to
get priority?
And they'll get priority.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it as well.
Sounds like a great program.
It does sound like a great program. Absolutely. Guys, give the website out one more time.
So it's michigan.gov/weatherization.
Okay. We'll make sure that we sing the praises. So anyone out there that needs information on this, they didn't have a chance to write it down, email us at theinsideoutsideguys.com. We'll make sure to get you the information.
Dustin, Eric, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for educating our audience.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
So this is just the beginning, pal.
Where was this stuff when I was just getting it started?
I'm not
kidding. Okay, don't even. Yeah.
What do you tell me all the time?
Well, man was using chisels on rocks back then, Chuck. Yeah, hey, it is what it is. We're going to run out of time for the show today, but we want to remind people this show that we're attending, that we're a part of, is open till 5 o'clock today, right?
It is. If you have nothing else to do, if you're standing around driving the area, come by. If come by, you get free light bulb, $40 worth of light bulbs for a $10 admission. It's a win-win.
How cool is that?
Hey, we're going to see you back here, I believe, the end of January for the January version of the home show. It's always banging at that time of year. People are ready to get outside and do something, right?
Yeah, it won't be as beautiful as it is today, probably.
Probably.
I mean, I'm hoping it will be, but probably not.
Elizabeth, thank you so much. Thank you to Forrest.
God
thank
bless
you to Brian.
You guys.
Thank you everyone from here, from the Southeast Michigan Builder Association, and you, our listeners. Don't forget during the week, theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey, thanks to Dave and Ray, and of course you, the listener. Bye-bye.